Velo, Van Velkom. I was doing some V for Vendetta, where they just say, but right. Stuff that starts with V. But this episode is C because our B episode didn't work, so it's on the Patreon. something that we do own and do have, and you guys just can't see it because it does exist, so much so that it's just like...
And we don't need more money, so that's why it's not available to you guys, because we actually maxed out.
Yeah.
We didn't know that that was a rule, but it is now.
They were like, whoa, you guys have way too many Patreon.
Yeah, they were like, you can't be a millionaire in a night, that's not good for the economy. And we were like, we see your point.
We're like, you know what? Who are we if we don't respect the economy? So, and also, like, Patreon is definitely something we own and know how to use and have definitely, like, you know, worked Patreon. Before. Yeah. Like, I know what Patreon means and I know who goes on there. And I actually, this one podcast that, so the two podcasts that I listen to, one of them.
We listen to more than one podcast. Rebecca just only listens to two.
One of them invited Jovan.
What? Yeah, but still podcast.
And,
mind you,
it was on the Patreon, so I couldn't listen to it.
Jovan is a man that we actively stan, and he's overcome so many challenges, like getting his Twitter suspended in immeasurable amount of times. To call back a tweet that's in my brain right now is when the day that OJ Simpson got a Twitter and he said, OJ Simpson, a murderer, can use Twitter. Jovan, a Kehlani stan, can't use Twitter.
Yeah. So the point being is that we screwed the pooch and we're skipping to C.
But we had good topics. Haley and I had the same topic, which was
bare minimum Twitter.
And so, which I changed mine to Big Brother and gave a really shitty explanation of what Big Brother is.
That must have just been, like, so irking to people.
Yeah, like, if you actually watched Big Brother, like, I would have gotten my shit rocked on Twitter.
And then I talked about Bert and Ernie. And then we had a special guest.
Who we won't reveal by name.
But...
because she might... come on in a later episode.
But spoiler, we're sitting in her house right now because we watered her plants and her house is nice.
Yeah. And she talked about
squatter's rights.
She talked about bloomers. We had an actually interesting conversation about bloomers.
Yeah.
But you guys could definitely listen to that on the Patreon that exists.
Right. Mm-hmm. So who wants to go first?
Yeah.
So now this is our C episode. C for consistency. I can go first. Yeah. Or to warm up, I was going to read some of my throwaway topics that I still thought were worth mentioning. Celebrity chefs, colossal dumbasses, which is a term that I've taken from the twins.
Who we've taken from Cody Ko.
Right. So... and just how have people been alive their whole lives with the amount of brain power that they do have? Like, one time, this girl asked me what the humidity was outside because we were in chemistry class and you needed that for some weird reason. I said 98% because it was, like, cloudy and foggy. And she said, yo, how are we breathing right now? As if the air was 98% water. Also, mind you, there's oxygen in water. So, moving on.
So, what Sarah's saying is that if you go underwater and you start breathing, there is oxygen in that water and you will live. Also, I was thinking during this episode, I would apply my fake nails.
Right.
Because I've been on my fake nails.
Oh my god, Haley, why do you buy a new pair every time you take them off?
Every time she, like, showers.
Because it's my money that I'm using. Right. If I want to get purple fake nails,
those are glitzy as hell.
Yeah, then... yesterday, one, like, all of them fell off. Like, I didn't even do nothing. Like, I was just kind of wiping my butt. This has happened to me before. I've wiped my butt, and one just fell off. So I was like, I'm not about...
to walk out of this bathroom.
Yeah, I'm not about to have, like, one, like... it was my pointer finger.
Oh, yeah, no.
I wasn't about to just walk out of there, no pointer finger.
You know, man down.
Right. Yeah. I had French tips earlier, and it's like, it's clear, so you could just see the glue, and it was just very troublesome right. to me, so.
So some other throwaway topics that I had were certificates. What do you do with the ones that don't matter? Do you just throw them shits away? Caucasian James, this man that I also, idolize. You know, yeah, he, my kidney is his. Caucasian James, if you're listening to this and we have the same blood type, or even if we don't have the same blood type, you know, what's mine is yours.
If Caucasian James is listening to this, I will literally poop my pants, but that would not happen.
I can tell you guys right now, he is not.
No, but, you know.
Caucasian James is everywhere, so who's to say that he isn't listening?
He's all-knowing.
Yeah.
Fine.
Who's to say that he doesn't listen to this podcast?
Right. Also, remember when the Beatles, I was watching this documentary, they had this whole controversy when one of them said, yeah, we're, like, bigger than God. Like, correct me if I'm wrong, but, like, Caucasian James filled that role. Like, the Beatles are gone, but Caucasian James is still standing.
I'm still standing.
Don't sing a song that's copyrighted, because, like, when we get big...
I don't know if that's a song, though.
I don't think it is either.
Imagine listening to this as Caucasian James, a non-verified, I want to say, Twitter user. And being just blown away that people are, like...
Right, like
he's God.
Standing
he's
him.
God.
Connor Pugs, my famous cousin. He was famous, like one of those, like you know, Instagram like
boys.
Turds. Yeah. But then he met with his friends, and there was an agent there. His friends, who he also knows from the internet, that are very popular, and you know,
like,
one of their
agents look fucking fabulous.
No, it yeah. does not.
It'll grow on me.
oh my God. So no, don't touch
I just
them. Want to
see what it would look like on my pinky.
So then one of the talent agents asked, like, so what's your end game? Like, you going to do music? You going to do acting? And he was like, none of the above. And so he got really discouraged, and now he's quitting being Instagram famous, which I didn't think you could do, but he can do. My next topic.
Is he still going to have an Instagram?
Yeah, he does still. Christians, specifically born-again Christians, I think they're the funniest ones. Chunky vein, which is a term, basically Rebecca asked me what a varicose vein is, and I described it, but I, like, you know, I kind of mansplained varicose veins to her, so now when...
She, like, taught me how to read first before she did it.
So now when I'm over-explaining things, or in general someone's over-explaining something that... It's not even that it's already known. It's just, like, you didn't need that much. We just say, like, give me the chunky vein of it.
It's yeah. insane that you just over-explained that. Yeah, give me the chunky vein of the chunky vein.
Okay.
It's simplifying a term.
Christian Bale. I was going to have you guys assign him dream roles. You know, because yesterday we were in the car, and Haley said that if she were to recast Paddington in, like, a, you know, a remake or something... She would have Paddington kill Christian Bale in said movie.
Yeah, because Paddington kills his enemies.
Yeah, Paddington is a stone-cold killer, yeah, bitch. Right.
And also, just the psychology behind forgetting...
You really don't like my nails? You yeah. really don't like them?
Yeah, no, I don't.
They'll have to grow on me. It's just the shape, but I think
they
I'll
just
get
look
there.
Trashy.
I'll get there. I'll get there.
But, like, and you thought that my French nails, what? They were, like... What is that one, like, funny thing from The Office? When he's prison Mike, he's like, it's the Bella de Ball. Sorry to quote The Office. I did not mean to do that.
The psychology behind forgetting that Christian Bale is British. And finally, my last throwaway topic was comedy, specifically wife comedy. I've been stalking this lady on Instagram, and her whole, like...
M.O.?
Her whole M.O. is just being a wife. And, like, her husband being... Like, I was watching one of these videos this morning... Well, this afternoon, but this morning to me, because I woke up at 11:30, and the twins were there, and he was like, you're not, and the husband just, like, part of this
he's
bit.
He's like a dick.
Part of this bit was he's like, you're not flexible, and I was just like, I would have cut that out if I were her. Like,
you need to cut it.
That's a copyrighted song.
Oh, okay, fine.
So anyways, those are some of my throwaway topics.
If anyone comes for this podcast in copyright, I say, I dare you, all right?
Do you know who my dad is? He is a Disney lawyer.
He's dead. He's been dead for like 9 years. I'm just kidding.
I made a joke. I said something about my dad.
Wait, real like, fast. Would this, should I do?
I say,
holographic and then sparkly on, or do I do the same Haley, accent
honestly,
nail?
No matter what you do, it'll look trash.
I say,
no!
I say you do, if I had it my way, two sparklies.
Okay, thank you. That's all I was asking. I didn't need your opinion.
Because I made a joke. I said something about my dad, and, like, Haley was kind of the only one who laughed at the table, and I was like, weird that that didn't pick up. And then I was like, right. I haven't broke the news to their 20-something-year-old brother who's met me one other time that my dad is dead in order to have that joke translate. And then the moment passed, and I was like, it's so not worth it.
Like, oh, going back a few conversations, my dad is dead, so that was...
Right. I just feel like it didn't add anything. So my topic that I've settled on today, and I had a sneaky suspicion it would be Rebecca's, but she said she has two, so whatever.
I have three.
She said she has three, so whatever. Chandler from Friends.
Oh my god, that's not mine at all, but that's a perfect
topic.
Right?
So, Chandler from Friends. As someone who hasn't watched Friends beginning to end, who doesn't really understand why people like that show, and it's mainly because I fucking hate Dave Schwimmer.
Oh my god, his character. Can we talk about what's his face? What's his name?
Ross.
Ross's character
is the worst person.
He just smells bad.
Like, there is no evidence to convince me that he's not a neo-Nazi.
He's Jewish.
Oh.
There we go.
A Nazi sympathizer. At least a white supremacist.
Okay, there we go. Yeah,
okay, white
there's
supremacist.
There's a way we can twist this. But the reason why I would be the culprit, C word, into talking about Chandler Bing is because growing up, he was the prettiest one to me.
Exactly.
I had a very marked view of the world. And for some reason, he was like, the schmexiest thing I could think of. Like,
mind you,
I don't know what was wrong with me.
No, because when you said that, I immediately was like, oh yeah, I thought that too. There's some weird psychology, and then Nora
if I may pitch my own flag, I didn't find him or anyone else on the show attractive.
Okay, you know.
Okay, well.
Humble brag.
That's a you thing.
So, mind you that, like.
What's the point of watching a show if you don't think any of them are pretty?
Yeah. I was, like, in 7th grade.
That changes absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
I was, like, in 4th grade when I started seeing
that. No, so,
I watched a show when I was literally in 3rd grade. Like, because, I've always been like this.
So, then when Rebecca said that, and Nora and I were like, oh, right, Nora's my sister. We were like,
I've always just been too embarrassed to come forward about it, because I've always known that he's
it's
ugly.
Weird because there's a weird, like, psychology behind, like, why is he appealing to some young ladies? I think it's because,
and
like...
And men,
yeah. I think it's because, like... I don't
know. Is this the right size?
I don't know. You're going like this.
It's not glued on.
Yeah.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
My thing is that, like, I don't know why, especially because, mind you, I thought that he was cute, and then I found out that he was, like, going in and out of rehab during a lot of the episodes that at least I've seen, and it didn't really change.
Wait, what episode, what season did you watch? Because I liked him in the earlier seasons.
No idea. I have not seen, like, I don't understand much of
what
Friends.
Was Rachel's hairstyle?
I don't even remember.
Did
I've seen
bangs?
So many random episodes. I've just seen so many random episodes.
I remember
episodes.
The first show that I binge watched was Friends.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it on Netflix or, like, it's always just on in a room that I'm in. It's just one of those shows.
It's just
it's like a George Lopez show to me.
Yeah. Back in the day, I really liked watching Friends, but that's when I was, like, a kid, and it was, like, the only adult show I could watch. So if I walk into a room right now and someone was playing an episode of Friends, I'd, like, walk out.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't walk out per se, but, like,
depends on the episode.
It's like your Jurassic Park. Like, people just seem to be watching it when you're there.
Yeah. I've seen the 4th Jurassic Park movie 1,000 times.
Yeah. That's like me with Zootopia. I've seen Zootopia like 6 times.
That's like me with Inside Out. Whenever someone wants to watch Inside Out for the first time, I am always there.
Right. Also, me with the first episode of a lot of TV shows. Like, I've seen the first episode of Rock of Love, like, an insane amount of times.
I tried to get 1,000 people into It's Always Sunny, And so I show a ton of people the first episode, and they never...
Cause and the you're first always episode, like, don't base it off of this!
The first episode is, like, the gang gets racist. So it's hard to, like, lure up...
Thoughts? Is this the right size? It's not glued on... Oh,
my God. She's talking about her nail. So, wait. Circling back, though, Chandler. Why was he so smexy? Even, like... He had a weird hair color.
Can you bring up a picture of him? Because I can't remember what he looks like, quite honestly.
Okay, no, yeah.
Part of it must have been the clothes. Because I do remember him being the best dressed.
It's just like...
I liked the clothes on Friends when I was little. I was like, they look comfortable.
Yeah.
And also, like, now that I'm looking at it, like...
Also, he was funny.
This picture, he looks like my dad.
Shut up. No, he doesn't. Oh, my
God.
I just think I
just got reeled back in. I don't know what it is about this man.
No. Okay. After looking for 10 more seconds, no. But the second I look at, like, an adult man with brown hair, I'm always like, he looks like forehead. My dad. Yeah. Like, Rob Dyrdek looks like my dad. Like, there's...
Show me a picture.
He's from Ridiculousness. I'll show you a picture later. It's not important right now.
I was listening to something today.
We'll circle back when we do the R episode, and it'll just be Rob Dyrdek. : people who look like my dad. That one picture of Owen Wilson from Bottle Rocket doing this.
Oh my god, yeah, he looks exactly like your dad.
Nora said, why are you looking at a picture of dad? Like, whose Instagram account is that? And I was like, no, it's a picture of Owen Wilson. Yeah, so Chandler from Friends, like, I don't get the psychology behind it, but I just know that, like,
I'm not qualified enough to, like, say what it is about him.
He's just got this weird, like...
Also, objectively, he was the funniest one on there. Everyone else was just, like, funny because their character was stupid.
Right.
He was the only one who was, like...
Everyone else was like, what's jokes? A toaster?
Yeah.
I think he's very boy next door.
Boy, do you sound like a clown.
Okay, I think it was also because, you know, I liked Monica.
I hated Monica. She's my least favorite.
I don't remember much about her, but I, you know, they were... Look at this picture someone photoshopped of young, what's-his-face, Matthew Perry.
He looks beat up now. And I know that's not fair, considering...
No, that's not fair.
Okay, never mind then.
And he's old.
There's this one episode...
He aged like a white person, and then on top of that...
He aged like a president.
Yeah, he aged like a president, and on top of that, he's had a lot of problems with addiction.
Yeah, he was addicted to amphetamines.
Right, which is why if you look at, like...
In the later seasons, his weight fluctuates, which is very upsetting.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, oh, poor... He's going through it right now.
Yeah, and he has to be on this dumbass show.
And so the thing that happened to him is he got addicted to amphetamines, and then he got addicted to the medication that... You're supposed to take to stop getting addicted to amphetamines. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you have to still be on the show. And he was probably just like...
His contract was probably so juicy, especially by the end season.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they all got paid $1 million.
Oh, there was one part... I know you haven't seen this show, but there's this one part where he has to go to Tucson. And I think that's when he was just like, I can't be on here anymore. You guys are literally killing me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So...
Right.
I always just remember being upset about that.
I just always remember being like, oh, he's in Tucson.
Yeah, because, like, whether you like it or... Whether you like him or not, or, like, his character
Love him, or not, hate him, you should have sympathy.
Yeah, like, I... You know, if someone's...
Which person being, has this tiny of a...
She's putting on the fake nails.
Okay, so there's this tiny nail for all of my other...
Can you check if we're recording?
You have to check every once in a while because...
For all of my other press-on nails ladies and gentlemen, it's a size 11. And I was looking at it, and I was like, no way anyone's nail is this tiny. And I think it's actually my nail size. Like, for my pinky, okay, of petite. Course. Yeah. Anyways.
Mind you...
Oh, no, it's not. It's not. It doesn't cover the edges.
Kind of... Never mind. It's not important. I'll tell you later. It has zero to do with Chandler from Friends.
Chandler.
Yeah. Chandler, even that, like, weird name, like, they just, you know.
He served.
He did serve, yeah. I think, yeah, by the end seasons, he definitely had, like, a very hard contract to get out of, which is why.
I think all of them did. None of them wanted to be there.
Yeah, which is
That's
why.
That's why they're like, oh, Joey's in two... I don't know if this is actually true or not, but they probably pulled a bunch of, like, oh, they're
at a wedding right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's getting, like, a thing removed.
They also,
he's having his dick cut off.
He's getting circumcised.
I don't know if you remember this, but in the later seasons, Joey and Rachel date, and it is...
Right, now that was really
horrible.
Weird.
It was literally, like, the worst. I remember, like...
I can't imagine, like, the deranged fan who was like, yes!
Yeah, that was literally so horrible, because then it totally ruined, like, their perfectly fine dynamic.
Yeah.
Ugh, I'm getting, like, seasick just thinking about it.
Right. So...
Oh, there's an episode with Brad Pitt.
Yeah, because they were...
Right,
he has Aniston. Because Aniston and Pitt were dating.
Huh. This doesn't have a number on it.
So, I mean, like, whether you hate him or you love him, he's definitely an enigma. Because some people are like, I don't understand how people thought that he was smexy. And other people are like, no, I totally get it.
Yeah.
Like,
but those people are just as confused. Like, I didn't come out with this until... Right. Maybe last year.
Right.
But, yeah. Beautiful topic.
Thank you. Thank you.
May I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mine is celebrity skincare.
What? Okay.
I don't know if you guys have caught on to this, but any spare moment that we have, I say, can we please watch a Kylie Skin review? I'm just fascinated with those people who take skincare advice from anyone.
Yeah. Kylie Skin is actually in a little bit of trouble right now.
Thank you. This is what I want to talk about. I love dishing about this. But take I don't know what their trouble is. I didn't research this at all. I thought about it.
She's trying to get the copyright, but it turns out that another company in Asia has already copyrighted Kylie Skin.
Ugh.
And now she's doing this whole thing because they wanted to use her likeness to sell skincare.
I love that.
And so now there's a whole problem because
Wait, are trademarks universal?
I believe so.
That's weird. I thought that it was just, like, within your own country.
I've never thought about it before.
I've never thought about it, but, like, can you imagine if someone was like, I'm going to release these iPhones, and, like, you're in Asia, you know? Yeah. Like... I think that when you think of it on a smaller scale, you're like, well, someone else can have, like, Mattel. But then if you're thinking of, like, Starbucks.
Yeah, that
can
would
you imagine
be weird.
If some place in Norway was like, all right, we're doing a Starbucks.
I guess it's just in a capitalistic society, you have places everywhere.
Right.
But I do, if you want to make a, because I do remember this company... No, this Asian band wanted to have their name be the C slur for Asian people. But then they wanted to trademark it.
Right.
And the U.S. government was like, you can't do that because legally you can't trademark slurs.
Mm-hmm.
So from there on, I just thought like, oh, you take it up with your government. But I think because... We live in a society where, like, Starbucks
Because is, we live in a society?
Shut up. Because we live in a place where even if you go to the farthest ends of the earth, you'll still find a Starbucks.
Right.
You just take it up with each and every government.
Right.
So I'm sure she was like, oh, I also want to trademark this in Asia.
Right. Yeah. So, So now they're getting into a... Now there's a whole debate where, like, that trademark is kind of on hold because they're talking about, like... Is it ethical to, like, let someone trademark another person's, like, image? Like, that's weird,
yeah,
right? Like,
really
the person
weird.
Who actually owns it. Like, if I went and I was like... I'm
Wait, is the non-Kylie Jenner...
Kylie
Skin, the one in China or whatever country you said. Sorry, I'm not really paying attention. I am paying attention. I'm just very focused on finding a pinky nail. Did you say that it started before this Kylie Skin, or
yeah,
were they...
This, they had already trademarked it because they wanted to use Kylie's likeness to sell skincare.
But, like, did it exist before the Kylie Skin launch?
Yeah. I don't think that, the, like, name Kylie Skin, I don't think that, like, they obviously didn't, what am I trying to say? They obviously weren't, like... We're going to do this to, like, undermine her. Like, they did this trademark
they have had.
Okay, let's say that. Let's say that Kylie's skin, like Kylie Jenner's skin, launched in March. Did it exist before or after March?
Before.
Okay, that's all I want to know.
So that's why the controversy is like, can they waive that because it's her actual, it's her name that someone else has trademarked. Like
that's I guess the worm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so now she's going back and trademarking a bunch of she's been trademarking like Kylie wine and shit like that because she's like, oh, everyone's.
Just in case.
Yeah, just in case. Because you can have the trademark and like technically never use it. And some people think that that's unfair, that like I could just trademark like Rebecca Doll and like do nothing about it, but still own that.
It's kind of like when you first started your Instagram account and you look up your name and there's someone who already has it, but they don't have anything posted on it.
And you're like, what the hell?
Yeah, you're like, why are you doing that?
Yeah, like my Finn says Irish Girl 2001. I wanted to be Irish Girl so bad, but some random bitch with like zero followers and zero posts.
And not even an
Abby. Zero following and no profile picture is already Irish Girl, and I can't take that from her. Why?
Yeah.
It's very like that. So that's the beef right now with Kylie Skin. They're trying to like figure out that trademark. At least in the US they are.
So beautiful. I wanted to talk about how once Kylie Skin launched, people were already making reviews for it. Like they were like first impressions.
Mm-hmm.
Which has always weirded me out because it's like first impressions of skincare.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? Be like, oh, this feels great now.
Yeah. Like, you don't know what it's gonna do to your skin.
Yeah, it takes, like...
By being like, oh, packaging, you know?
Yeah, being like, the packaging is really... May I just say, the packaging looks, like, garbage.
It looks like Target.
It looks so cheap.
And it looks like Claire's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know, even when you go to a dermatologist, they're like, this is not immediate.
Yeah, like don't...
Like, your dermatologist, who's an expert on skin and helping people with their skin issues, is, like, nothing is immediate. Like, that should tell you that, like, first impressions don't mean jack shit when you're talking about skincare.
Yeah, like, Rachel went on this whole big, like, skin thing, and she was like, if you have really bad acne right now, it means that 3 months ago you were eating or, like, doing... something really shitty to your skin.
Yeah.
It takes 3 months for your skin to decide if it wants to do anything about something.
That scares me. Because, you know, when you're like, oh, this moisturizer is cool.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know.
It's like, how are you going to know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do that a lot. Especially because, like, the market for these products are young women. And it's, like, especially, like, at least for me, like, my acne is very hormonal. It is affected a lot by my cycle, and like no
me
walnut
like my,
scrub is gonna change
scrub.
That.
Oh my god, the walnut scrub still bothers me. And then she created like a,
I don't know,
Kylie body for your body, and she has like coconut scrub.
What does
or
that
something
mean?
Else like that.
Yeah,
it's like a body scrub. And I remember I used to use a body scrub, and like my skin would be on actual fire afterwards.
Right.
I just I think it's dumb when people buy any, like, beauty enhancing, like, buying makeup from a celebrity is fine, I guess, if it's
I
really
buy,
good makeup.
I wouldn't buy foundation like if, from a celebrity. But, like,
think about,
Fenty
like, Rihanna.
Beauty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fair. But,
you're
like,
using
here I am
Fenty
using,
beauty.
I don't consider this even, like, because I feel like with celebrity makeup, it's like, oh, I just want to make money. But Rihanna went into it with intention. Like, I was thinking about this in the bathroom. I was like, Rihanna was the first person to be like, let's actually make a shade range.
Right.
People were like, our deepest tone, tan.
Yeah.
We're not even going to call it what it is. People with brown skin, we're going to call it tan.
Yeah.
As in white people.
Yeah.
Tan.
And also, I don't think she didn't make it as much as like, wear this foundation because my skin is great and your skin can look like this,
yeah.
Which is what I feel like Kylie's skin does.
Yeah, she says like, oh, like I like to do this so that
I like
can
to
get
use this
my
on...
airbrush look. And
right.
It's like, we only see pictures of you. You are airbrushing
your
skin.
And like, I just feel like there's a difference between celebrities and like makeup lines being like...
And Rihanna's makeup line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like...
I can't think of any other celebrities
have
that have,
seen?
Like, a good makeup
Well, I'm
brand.
Thinking of, like, Jessica Alba. Like, she does that whole, like, you know, like, babies and, like, shit like that, like makeup removing wipes.
I'm not on Jessica Alba.
Maybe she's just like,
but that was more like she was like, I was, you know, I had a kid and then I suddenly got really conscious of what I'm putting on my baby's skin and stuff like that, you know. That's where I can see, like, if you look at videos of, my main thing right now is like Rihanna.
Wait, Kylie's skin starts with a K, you dumbass. Oh, celebrity. Never mind.
Like, when I think of Rihanna, I think of that video of her saying, like, I want everyone to be included in this brand. And then when Kylie was talking about her lip kits, she was like, I wanted a shade perfect for me.
Yeah.
And, like, there were a lot of me's in hers. And in, when Rihanna talks about Fenty Beauty, she uses a lot of, like, we. And, like, I wanted everyone to be included in this. It's not like a, this worked for me and I hope it works for other people. Like, and also she spent a very long time making it. I feel like Kylie, like, not to knock Kylie,
I watched
but it, like, literally, like, came out of nowhere.
Kylie's, like, a day in the life video I watched, and she was like, I'm like a working mom, which is just like an insult,
right?
So it's like really hard, like, balancing my life
and, like, as someone with a single mom who, like, worked when she was growing up, like,
she does not have a working mom.
My mom?
No. Kylie.
Oh,
she's
like,
not a working mom.
She is not a working she's mom. Not a working mom. Yeah, like,
I mean, yeah, she's a mom who works, but no, I don't she think can't use that title.
She when works. She doesn't really work, and she's not really a mom. And of course, this is just speculation, but I feel like she can't really put her foot in either.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, like, not to knock anyone's, like, parenting style one cares. Or whatever, but, like, you have to understand that, like, there's a big difference between, like, a working mom in, like, a not Kardashian family and a working mom in a Kardashian family. Like,
work for them is pleasure.
Yeah, like, they don't, you know, like, their survival is not based on whether or not she made a skincare line. Like, she could still, you know, provide for her kid without this skincare line. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So for her to be like,
so I watched this Day in the Life video, and she, like, her contribution to the entire thing was like, oh, I want it to be cream.
What? She wanted what to be cream?
Didn't say. But I think it was like the bottles for the Kylie skin.
She wanted it to be cream colored.
She wanted it to be cream colored. Like, they that's like tough, the big people, like the grown ups were like, yeah, we should have it. They'd be like salicylic acid, and she was like, what about cream? But that being said, though, I don't even think that there is any beneficial. I feel like what Kylie's dermatologist did was like, our skincare is not going to do anything, but it's also not going to do anything. We're just going to have it be water.
No, I was like, when Kylie first released it, she retweeted like a fan saying like, I talked to my dermatologist and they said that it was cool to use Kylie's skin. I'm like so excited to get my Kylie skin or whatever. And someone who was an etymologist, what's it called? The person who...
Esthetician.
What's an etymologist?
No idea.
No idea. It sounds like an animal pervert.
Yeah. Yeah, they responded and they were like, dog, there is no, like, beneficial...
Etymologist is the study of history of words.
Yeah, so an animal pervert.
Yeah. They were like, dog, there is nothing beneficial in her, like, which dermatologist do you go to? She's like, I have really sensitive skin, so, like, and then the girl who, like, said the original thing, she was like, I have really sensitive skin, so my doctor doesn't want me to have this in it. And then she was like, that is for people with sensitive skin. You obviously didn't talk to your dermatologist.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's just, it's just, like, yeah, it's just water.
So,
it doesn't do anything.
So then also, like, when this Kylie thing came out, skincare Twitter had, like, a field day where they were, like, gatekeeping, or not even gatekeeping, they were being, like, elitists about skincare. They're like, if you don't have a vitamin C or a vitamin C serum, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they were, like, saying all this stuff, like, oh, she didn't even, like, wash for 60 seconds. And it's just, like, okay, first of all, not everyone has a dermatologist. So no one knows this crap. But also, plenty of people just wash their face and just put on moisturizer. And they don't need all that crap that you have to spend so much money on. Like, I remember Kylie's whole package was $120, and someone's like, that's cheap. That is a lot of money for something that is not going to last you your entire lifetime. Mm-hmm. So,
I don't know if I've spent $120 on anything.
Yeah, it's not also just
that I haven't gotten as a present.
It's also just that I've dumb like, to take a celebrity's advice. Like, this is why my skin is so clear, as if they don't get, like, their skin peeled off by, like a dog who has, like, a PhD in Australia.
Yeah.
Like, and like, Kendall, like, endorsing Proactive. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, girl, we know that you and Kylie see the same dog in Australia.
You guys both have, like, each individual pore stripped of every single thing by, like, tiny little worker ants. So, yeah, like, don't try and pretend, like, this walnut scrub is what's making you have an airbrushed look.
Yeah.
Also, airbrushing is what's giving you an airbrushed look.
Yeah.
Also, like, billion-dollar skincare routines and $1 billion worth of amazing, makeup.
Mm-hmm. Like, when I was, watching this video of, like, Courtney's, like, oh, you know, this is how I get ready. She was like, I tell my makeup artist, like, they have to use this foundation. I always bring it, like, and it's expensive as fuck.
What foundation? Like, I want to know.
I don't even know. I'll find the video that I was watching. And it's like, yo, like, 16-year-olds are not using that shit.
16-year-olds are using, like,
Clinique.
Clinique. Yeah. Well, actually, Clinique is good for your acne.
No, this I know. It's just the foundation like you pink. Get the first time you go to Sephora.
Yeah.
Yeah, Clinique is such a godsend for people who are just starting their makeup.
Yeah, but I was about to say one last thing. Oh, yeah, one time, like, one of the few times I've been on Snapchat in the past, like, few months, there was an article that was, like, dollar store items that the Kardashians use every day they put on makeup. And it's, like, which idiot is writing this article or which genius is writing this article to get people to buy the sponsored lipstick?
Right.
Because they do not use...
At least they're making people buy drugstore stuff.
Yeah, that's true. But, like...
My least favorite thing, though, is when they're, like, Kim's, like, this is my get ready with me, and it's just her using a shit ton of her products. Like, I doubt that every day you use your own products.
Yeah.
Just say what you're using. No one will kill you.
Yeah. I'm genuinely interested. That's what I want to hear. I want the actual soup, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're still good. All right. Is it cool if I go on to mine?
Go ahead.
Your flashlight's on. Yeah. Okay. I was looking at the numbers. Okay. This is a cute picture of you and Pip. That I love talking about visuals on podcasts.
I know,
and that's like what torture. This next sucks. This that's what this oh, next Haley. Segment is. It's shit. How do I get out of here?
I'm your girl's favorite DJ.
Yeah, since we've last spoken, the day that we recorded the B podcast was also the day that they watched their first episode of Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore, bitch. So I was originally going to do CeeLo Green, but then I found out that would get, you know, we'd all get really pissed because he's kind of a douchebag, and I didn't want to get pissed.
Whoa!
Just look at his Wikipedia article.
Okay.
So now I'm doing cereal mascots.
Yes.
So I'm going to show you a cereal mascot, and you're going to guess who it is.
Okay.
I feel like, wait, do I have to say their name?
I know. What
cereal? Yeah, no, you have to say their name. Sorry. Okay. Cereal mascot name.
I don't know.
I know two of their names.
Tony the Tiger.
And I'm going to tell everyone at home who, like, really, really wants to play what they should look for when they look up cereal mascots, because I want this to be a bit of an interactive experience. All cereal mascots.
He like came into my room today and was like, I'm on Crawl Space. And I kept on being like, what? What are you talking about? Because I thought that there was like some new sort of like social media thing. And I was like, Crawl Space? And she's like, no, like the episode of Breaking Bad that you kept on telling me I couldn't watch without you. And I was like, oh, right.
All right. So if you look up all cereal mascots, it's the second picture. To the left. And I don't know their names really fast, so I'm just gonna freshen myself up on their names.
Dude, what the fuck?
What, did I do something?
You had all this time. You went last. Okay. In the meantime...
I'm gonna say that the taste of this Fenty Beauty lip balm gloss, it does not bother me as much as it used to.
Huh.
It really used to get my goat.
You know what's been really bothering me lately that I have to let it go? People with side parts. Every time I see an adult woman with this, with her hair not in the middle part, I'm like, why would you do that?
All right, and Ted Bundy.
No, like...
Wait, not Ted Bundy?
Got it. I remember back
in the day. Oh, wait, no, yeah, Ted Bundy. Yeah, okay, Ted Bundy.
It's just like, Ted Bundy have a middle part?
No, Ted Bundy's thing was women with brown hair and middle parts.
It's just that my... Okay.
I know. People got so specific. I was listening to this podcast. I know this is, like, annoying when people on podcasts
talk. If only I lived then. That's what I've been saying these past, like, 10 weeks. If I had
Tread
lived...
lightly.
If I had lived in another time, the Renaissance era, I could have smacked.
I feel like you were half paying attention to the conversation. We were talking about Ted Bundy's victims.
Yeah. oh, no. Not me.
I was listening to his podcast, and there was, like, this killer in New York whose thing was, like, women with middle parts and brown hair.
Lame.
And when they told... Like, the radio station,
so
whatever.
So, like, the sexy ones living in New York.
So, when they told everyone on, like, the news or whatever, all the women that day... Oh, long brown hair. All the women that day got their hair cut short, and their hair dyed blonde, and there was a shortage of wigs in New York City.
Whoa, that is so interesting.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Wait, you got...
All right. So...
Yeah. You're good now.
Thank you.
Cereal mascots.
Give it to me.
The Count Chocula mascot. Oh, you know what? I have a much better way of doing this.
I don't know. Chonky? Like...
Chonky. I'm going to say Chocula.
Sorry.
Why wouldn't
I'm going to say the Count.
Why wouldn't it just be like Count Chocula?
Yeah, like what is...
You're almost there.
What?
Chalky?
No. Count... He has a middle name. Like, he's Count...
Vaughn.
Do you give up?
I give up.
Count Alfred Chocula.
There would be no way that I would guess that.
Zero way.
All right. There's a lot of really... Okay, the Lucky Charms. It's Patty. Pretty easy.
Lucky?
Yeah, Lucky the Leprechaun.
Can you show me the pictures again?
No, but then it has to get all complicated.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so we're going to do a point system, so Sarah's winning right now.
Okay.
I introduced this way too late, but Sarah is winning right now.
Oh my god, this is so...
I know, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Orchestrated.
Ah! Okay, Apple Jacks.
Apple and Jack.
No, right? There's two of them.
Yeah. You got one of them right.
Jack.
No.
Apple?
You got apple right?
Yeah, one of cinnamon. Their names. Yeah, cinnamon and apple.
These are a lot easier than I thought.
Cocoa Puffs.
Is it the bird?
Wait, no, it's... Yeah, Cocoa Krispies.
Is it the one of the wolf or the bird?
The...
Oh, that's Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
No, there's a different mascot.
Okay, then show us the mascot.
Yeah, there's no pictures of it. It's just supposed to be known.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's Coco the monkey.
There's no way.
Wasn't it a bird?
No, that's Fruit Loops.
No. There was a bird who loved Cocoa Puffs.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Yeah, the yellow bird.
Yeah, but that's not Cocoa Puffs. This was Crispy Cocos. Wait, those were Rice Krispies. That were chocolate flavored.
Oh.
All right, Corn Flakes.
Corn Flakes?
Oh, isn't that... No, I'm thinking
Tony the Tiger. Brand.
No.
No, that's Frosted Flakes.
Oh. Corn Flakes. Oh, is it the one of the Sun?
No, the Sun's Raisin Brand.
What?
You know a lot.
I think I know these so well because I watched so much Disney Channel growing up.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this one before.
What is it?
Cornelius Rooster.
Oh, now that you said that, yeah, he's red.
Donald Duck used to have a cereal.
Aw, good for him.
Sorry.
A mogul.
A modern day businessman.
Oh, Pop-Tarts.
The Cannibals? Or was that?
No, that's
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
You guys both have one right now, right?
I don't know.
I don't think I've won any of these.
You won Cinnamon and Apple.
Oh. I have no idea. I can't even remember what the cereal
was. They've never said his name before, as far as I'm concerned.
Wait, which one is it again?
The Pop-Tarts.
I have no idea.
Poppy?
No.
Tardy?
No.
Wait, I was on Twitch today. I was like, why can't they cover the whole Pop-Tart and frosting? We have the technology. Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you give up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Milton the Toaster.
Aww. Wait, the toaster?
Yeah.
The toaster was the mascot?
Yeah. Remember the toaster that would be like... Yeah. That would like lick its lips. All right, this one should be easy. Rice Krispies.
Snap, crackle, and pop.
Okay, Sarah got 2.
Because it says it on their hats.
No, she has 3.
No, I have 2.
Yeah, Sarah has 2. No. Unless she doesn't. All right, what's the name of the raisin...
Should you know?
What's the name of the Raisin Brand mascot?
Is Sunny? It the sun?
Yeah, it's Sunny the Sun.
I always thought that his feet were made of raisins.
Me too, and then it's just a scoop of raisin.
I thought I was so dumb, girl, like, when I had
the I was like, ew, raisin feet.
I was like, raisin feet, raisin feet, raisin, 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 raisin feet.
All right, Frosted Flakes.
Tony the Tiger.
Yeah.
Those Fruit commercials Loops. Were always like, your dad, like, I'll be your father figure now.
Fruit Loops is the toucan.
Yeah.
Toucan Sam.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was, like, the only...
I was gonna say Tukey, but I think that was...
Tukey.
That was my pet toucan... Not pet. My stuffed animal...
Was it a webkin?
No. My mom's friend, who... He's from Australia. He went to Australia difficult. And brought it back.
Wait, oh, I was gonna say something about toucans. Oh, right. Fruit Loops was the only, like,
Toucans were literally my favorite animal.
That's so
that
weird.
That is Glassic's girl behavior.
Glassic girl?
Glasses.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I like toucans, and then I read
Let
that...
me guess. Elephants?
No. God, no.
That was me when I was a kid.
No, I would never invite that comparison. I knew. I would never organically bring up elephants if no one else was talking about them.
I was a stick growing up. I could blow away in the wind.
I was a chunky little... All
right, what's the name of...
I was just a stubby little kid. Like, that's the only way to... Like, I was built like Danny DeVito.
No, John Hamm. He is the stubbiest man alive. He's like 6'7", but he looks like he's 5'4".
Cocoa Puffs.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
But what's his name?
Crayon?
No.
Crayon.
Chris.
No. Crayon?
No.
Cuckoo.
Crunk. Cucamonga.
It starts with an S.
Sam?
No, it's the name of another one.
Sylvester?
Just spelled differently.
Sunny?
Yeah. Sunny the Cuckoo Bird.
What?
Yeah. What's the name of the Trix rabbit?
Silly Rabbit?
No. Well, it's pretty obvious.
Trixie?
Rabbit.
I'm gonna
Trix?
Get it. Yeah, it's Trix.
Wait, I have a
Why
question.
Why is she? No, I don't want to play this. I'm too competitive. I'm, like, getting jealous.
Silly Rabbit, Trix are for kids. Wait, but why would they...
His
why would
name
his
just...
be Trix if that's what he...
Because he's a pedophile.
And then there is... Oh, crappy. What's the name of the Nesquik bunny?
Nesquik?
I totally lost count. I think Rebecca's winning right now.
Oh, yeah, she's totally winning.
Norman?
No.
Wait, sorry, repeat that?
No. Nesquik.
Oh, it's the rabbit.
Yeah.
Nessie, like the Loch Ness Monster?
No.
Nonkle?
It's a part... It's...
Toucan Sam.
It's a part of the word Nesquik.
Nestle.
Quick?
Quickie?
Yeah, it's Quickie.
What? Stop giving her hints.
Okay, you guys were never going to get that. Yeah, it's a crazy name. But more importantly, I'm better and smarter and prettier than you because I'm winning this.
I got a 5 on my A-push test.
I got a 5 on my AP Euro test. It's like 7 more countries.
Okay. So you were a sophomore.
I was a sophomore, so you mean I was smarter than you as a sophomore?
No.
Okay.
I mean, in my sophomore year, I had bangs. Like, give me a break.
My sophomore year, I had hair. And I wore skinny jeans sometimes.
I wore jeans that fit me and I had bangs. One time I wore black jeans that fit me and I had bangs.
Oh my god, the only pair of skinny jeans that I would wear were black and they came up to like mid-shin.
Okay, well it's not a competition.
All right. Well, it is. I've also had 5 on both of the AP tests that I've taken, so lick my hair.
What's the name of the, Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Crunchy?
Cannibal? No.
My answer still stands. Crunchy?
No, it's not crunchy.
Cinnamon?
No.
Clam. Cinnamon.
Crayon?
Crayon.
No.
Cocklet rain?
No. Cocklet rain. That's disgusting.
Kirkle rain?
No. But you're getting close.
Rainy Rodriguez?
Prince?
Hey, we don't make fun of her.
The artist?
Shit, I forgot.
Prince?
What Machine brand Gun Kelly. Is he?
Machine Gun Kelly. No, I have to start with a C.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Fuck! What brand is he?
Chris Evans.
Cinnamon.
Chris O'Dowd. I have beef with Chris O'Dowd. That lady Crystal that was on American Idol and she was blonde and had dreads. And then I said that and your brother knew who I was talking about. He was like, oh.
Is for the mascot?
No. I was just talking about this girl from American Idol the other day.
Oh, okay. Do you guys give
Crystal.
Up?
Crystal.
Yes, I give up.
Yeah.
Chef Wendell.
No fucking way.
Yeah. All right.
I would never guess either of those words.
Yeah, why is he the chef? Okay.
Never mind. He's the chef who then eats his creation like God.
No, like me making a grilled cheese Sammy in Meg's kitchen.
Shh. She's not supposed to hear me.
Me and all her cockroaches.
Alright, Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch?
Yeah, it's Captain Crunch.
Ha, suck on that.
It's fine, I'm letting it go. I can't. What is it?
Do you guys remember Life cereal?
Yeah,
that was terrible.
Terrible.
Mom would make us eat that.
Quaker Oats.
Oh, Quaker.
Wait, no. This is the one.
Quaker Oats.
This is the one for.
Also, is for that life. A cereal?
Is it Quaker?
No, it makes no sense.
Lifey?
I didn't even know they had a mascot.
Fucking Harriet Wellington.
His name.
Honks?
Hans Christian Andersen?
Nah.
Mom?
No.
Dad?
Phobia?
No.
Melanie Martinez?
No. Wait.
Adam Martinez is not a rapist?
Adam Levine?
No.
Melanie Martinez daily updates?
No.
Trenchfoot?
No.
Trench?
No.
President Trench?
No.
President Truman?
No.
That actually could be it. Are you just going through your feed now? What is it?
No, I'm still looking. I'm not going to show you.
Josh Dunn? Right here.
Pupil?
No.
Oh my god, today? So back in like 8th grade, I got my post notifications for Tyler Joseph, and today I got one. It's like the mental illness. Like, oh my god.
Can I just tell you guys?
Yeah.
Little Mikey. All right.
Grayson Frankie. Oh. Remember when Paul Rudd was the closing for?
Yeah.
That was weird.
That was weird.
He's so funny.
Grayson Frankie. What?
Grayson Frankie.
What? Back.
My favorite Tommy Charlotte's mother.
Crazy. Honey Nut Cheerios. I totally skipped that.
Honey?
Oatsy?
No. I can think
a bunch of loves?
No.
Meh.
B? Close. B Nasty?
No.
Junie B. Jones?
No.
Wait. B. Andrethal?
No.
Johns?
Beatrice?
Did you say Chance?
I said Johns.
Jaundice?
Take a chance on me.
It's always... let me get closer.
Bitches that were born with jaundice always feel the need to tell you, I had jaundice. Bitch. Okay.
It's so easy. Come on. Like, this is such
berry.
No.
Oatsy?
No.
You said I was...
It's a sound that... I'm just... It, yeah. And put the first one.
What the hell? That's not fair.
Wait, is it Honey Nut Cheerios?
I did 90% of the work.
She did the bzz and the b. It's Buzz B.
Oh. Oh, like...
Wait, I thought we were talking about Honey Bunches of Oats.
No!
You're like, Oatie.
That's why I kept on saying, like, Oatie.
Speaking of which, I'm familiar with that feeling of one of the dolls swooping in at the end when I've done 80% of the work. I set up this joke about Kylie Jenner. Was it about Kylie Jenner?
Joke. I don't even remember the joke.
Oh, it was about Kim Kardashian and the Band-Aid thing.
Yeah.
I set up this whole thing in front of her whole family at dinner. I put in the legwork. And then she told the punchline, and everyone laughed.
Anyways.
Grace and Frankie.
What?
Grace and Frankie.
Bring it back. I'm doing socks with sandals.
What? What was that from? That was from Sunny with a Chance.
So random, yeah.
Yeah. Cookie Crisps.
The wolf. That pedo wolf.
Yeah, but he has a name.
Pedo?
He has a name.
Woody Allen.
Wolfie Allen.
It has to do with cookies.
Jeff Epstein.
Think about the type of cookies that were
chocolate chip.
Chippy?
Whoa. Chippy?
No, it's chip. Close. Chip, it's chip.
Is it not chips?
It's Chip the Wolf.
Chip.
Everyone?
Chips.
Everyone knows an adult man named Chip.
Speak for yourself.
I mean, you know, I do, but
you know,
I remember
pedos?
Well, I'm just thinking of, like, I know a Chip, and then John Mulaney's dad's name is Chip.
I know a Kip. His name's
Kippy. I know.
I think that's it.
Is that the name of the racially charged Indian kid in Jesse? No, it's Mr. Kipling. What was the
Robbie.
Racially... Yes. The entire TV show is so racially charged.
And the fact that he did... an accent for so long. And speaking of which, like, how would he have an accent? Like, didn't they get him when he was really
No, they adopted little? Him when he was, like, 9.
Oh.
And he yeah. would always be like, back in India, I slept on a bed of nails. It's like, sir, get a new writer because all of us have had enough of this.
Yeah, we don't know jack shit about India. It's not like when old people, when someone's like, back in the 60s, and, like, old people laugh, like, there is no demographic for that.
Unless it's Indian kids.
Yeah.
What are you insinuating?
No, wait. Let me backtrack. There's not
it's
a
not
big
the,
demographic.
It's not the fact that there's not a demographic. It was just so racially charged.
And that there are and so not, many jokes of those. At that point, even if I was a kid living in India, I'd be like, really? That's like being like, when I was in America, I went to Washington, D.C. And then being like, when I was in... Like, India's a whole
no, like,
ass
when
country.
When I was in India, I got shot at. You know? Like, that's what they were like. It was just... It was so much. And then Zuri, who never talked about being from Africa.
Yeah, never.
But Ravi would not shut his goddamn
because,
mouth about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they got Zuri when she was, like, teen.
Yeah, because
teen,
they got Zuri teen. When she was little.
But also, mind you, that, like...
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm
that,
sorry
like,
that
hearing,
I didn't know that.
Hearing his voice... Because he even did an accent... Like, this was before... Mind you, this at this point in Hollywood, like, this was when, you know...
All right, Jesse is not Hollywood.
Okay.
You couldn't have an Indian person on TV without them doing an accent.
Yeah, like,
I don't know
Big
why
Bang
they felt
Theory.
The need.
Like, even Diary of a Wimpy Kid, like, why did he have that accent?
Did not watch that movie.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid, he was like, the cheese touch. And he, like, had this whole accent. And I was like, why does he even act? Like, they've never clarified that, like, he was born in India. Like, he doesn't need an accent. Like, it doesn't add to him at all. It just made him, like, funnier. Because when you're little, you think accents are funny, not even...
No. Because you're told by Jesse that they're funny. Because, like, he had no friends at school.
Hearing him.
And he couldn't play dodgeball. And he was, like, really good
at... But he was probably really good at, like, cricket or something.
Yeah, he was really good at, like, science.
Also,
mind you... That show
was
so racially charged.
Mind you, that then there was a show, Bunked, that was a spinoff. And all of a sudden, he didn't have an accent anymore.
Yeah, I bet because of his contract, he was like, I've had enough of this. I'm, like, 40.
Did you know, heaviest Indian accent one could have... For, like, however
being, like,
many seasons Jesse was on,
to having no accent and being the same kid, but all of a sudden not having an accent. And also, there wasn't that big of a... there was a solid time gap, but, like, not enough where you lose an entire accent.
That you've been busting your ass preserving. Yeah.
And also, mind you, that he, like... One thing that I was watching this video about, like, I, Tonya, and they were talking about how, like, Margot Robbie, like, progressed her accent. Like, there was no progression.